and our Redeemer. Amen. Depression is a natural part of life. The dictionary definition of depression is sadness, gloom, dejection. However, when sadness becomes greater or more prolonged than any warranted by any objective reason, depression becomes what psychiatrists call a mood disorder or clinical depression. According to the Mayo Clinic, depression ranges in seriousness from mild, temporary episodes of sadness to severe, persistent depression. Clinical depression is the more severe form of depression, also known as major depression or major depressive disorder. It isn't the same as depression caused by a loss, such as the death of a loved one, or a medical condition, such as a thyroid disorder. To diagnose clinical depression, many doctors use the symptom criteria for major depressive disorder in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, the DSM-5, published by the American Psychiatric Association. Signs and symptoms of clinical depression may include the following: feelings of sadness, tearfulness, emptiness, or hopelessness, angry outburst, irritability or frustration, even over small matters, loss of interest or pleasure in most or all normal activities, such as sex, hobbies, or sports, sleep disturbances, including insomnia or sleeping too much, tiredness and lack of energy, or even small tasks take extra effort, reduced appetite and weight loss, or increased cravings for food and weight gain, anxiety, agitation, or restlessness, slowed thinking, speaking, or body movements, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, fixating on past failures or self-blame, trouble thinking, concentrating, making decisions, and remembering things, frequent or recurrent thoughts of death, suicidal thoughts, suicide attempts or suicide, unexplained physical problems such as back pain or headaches. Symptoms are usually severe enough to cause noticeable problems in relationships with others or in day-to-day activities such as work, school, or social activities. Clinical depression can affect people of any age, including children. However, clinical depression symptoms, even if severe, usually improve with psychological counseling, antidepressant medications, or a combination of the two. Now, why am I talking about all this? Because today's scripture describes one of the Bible's most significant characters experiencing clinical depression. Even though he has recently experienced a huge victory over the prophets of Baal on Mount Carmel, he has withdrawn from society, is experiencing prolonged sleep and appetite issues, and expresses a desire to die. This condition existed beyond 2 weeks, for at least 40 days. As I have pointed out with Moses, a murderer with lots of excuses why he cannot complete his task, and King David, also a murderer and an adulterer, God uses and loves real humans with real human frailties. Elijah fits right in. even though he has experienced being the instrument of God in wondrous miracles, he is subject to human problems, such as depression. God is patient with Elijah and ministers to his needs. God sends an angel to feed and guide him. This lets us know that it is okay to need help and to need each other. Depression is particularly dangerous because it isolates and makes us want to withdraw from society like Elijah did. Depression is also dangerous because it saps our initiative and our ability to motivate ourselves while turning our focus on ourselves. Another key point to this scripture is that God renews Elijah's commission, even when he's down. God tells Elijah that he is not through with him. He is not broken beyond use for God's purpose. This reminds me of many conversations I have had with elderly persons who are experiencing the natural decline in functions that comes with advanced age. Many at some point say something to the effect of, quote, "I'm ready to go home, but God is not through with me yet." God has a purpose for our lives, and even when we do not see it, God does. A key point here is that God turns our eyes from ourselves to others. Pastors are prone to what is often called burnout. Elijah experienced a form of this burnout. His eyes were turned on himself, and he was feeling sorry for himself, and frankly, not without some justification. After all, the government of Ahab and Jezebel was out to get him. God assures Elijah. He is with him and turns his eyes back outward. What some commentators have described as a renewal of Elijah's vocation. This is not to say that self-care is not important. It is to say that one of the best ways to find joy and purpose is by turning one's eyes outward. We turn our eyes outward knowing God is present, and our call to serve God and His people remains. Another point of today's scripture is trusting God is present even when we encounter silence. It's easy to expect to see God in big acts of power. When those big acts of power do not happen, it's common to say something like, "God has not heard my prayers," or "God is not answering my prayers." Yet God does not respond according to our expectations, but according to God's perfect will. We can trust that God is always with us, even when all we hear is silence. God is with us in cataclysmic events. God is with us in times of sadness and fear. God is with us in moments of sheer silence. St. John of the Cross is quoted as having said that God's first language is silence. Father Thomas Keating, one of the founders of a form of silent prayer called centering prayer, has expanded that saying to God's first language is silence. Everything else is a poor translation. The point for today is that God is present with us, even in times when we do not feel God's presence or hear God's voice. faith which affirms things not seen also affirms things not heard. We put our trust in God, who speaks to us in sheer silence. One of my favorite verses that expresses this point is Isaiah 30:15, which says, "For thus said the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, you shall be saved, in quietness and trust shall be your strength." Trust in the Lord of sheer silence, the God of Moses, David, Elijah, and other imperfect people like you and like me. Amen. Having heard the word of God read, sung, and proclaimed, let's stand together and say what we believe using the words of the affirmation of faith printed in your bulletin.